You're listening to the Encounter Podcast, featuring my latest messages and teachings. Don't forget to subscribe. The Encounter Podcast. Encounter the presence and power of the Holy Spirit.
The mercies of God are new every morning. When you walk with God, every day is the chance for a fresh start. I want to talk to you about new seasons in the Spirit and how the Holy Spirit brings out new beginnings. So if you're in a season of life where you are praying for a shift in your season, this message is for you. I want to show you something interesting in the scripture, particularly as it pertains to the Holy Spirit. One of the symbols of the Holy Spirit is the dove. The scripture says this in Matthew chapter 3, verse 16. After his baptism, as Jesus came up out of the water, the heavens were open, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and settling on him. That's Matthew 3, 16. The same narrative is repeated in Mark 1, 10 and John 1, 32. And Luke chapter 3, verse 22 says something slightly different. And the Holy Spirit, in bodily form, descended on him like a dove, and a voice from heaven said, "You are my dearly loved Son, and you bring me great joy." Now, other scriptures also speak about the dove. So we know that the dove is a symbol of the Holy Spirit, and by looking at how the scripture describes doves, we actually see greater insight into that symbolism. So some scriptures speak to the purity and innocence of doves, such as Song of Solomon chapter 5, verse 2, "I sleep, but my heart waketh. It is the voice of my beloved that knocketh, saying, Open to me, my sister, my love, my dove, my undefiled, for my head is filled with dew and my locks with the drops of the night." Matthew chapter 10, verse 16 says, "I am sending you out like sheep among wolves. Therefore, be as shrewd as snakes and as innocent as doves." So doves can symbolize innocence. Doves can symbolize purity. Other scriptures speak to the hiding nature of doves. Song of Solomon 2:14, "My dove is hiding behind the rocks." Jeremiah 48:28, "You people of Moab, flee from your towns and live in the caves. Hide like doves that nest in the clefts of the rocks." So when you look at the dove in scripture and you look at the biblical symbolism for doves, you actually get insight into the person of the Holy Spirit, because the scripture makes it clear that the dove is symbolic for the Holy Spirit. Now I want to show you something interesting here. In Genesis chapter 1, I'm going to read verses 1 and 2. You've likely heard these verses before, but I want you to listen to this. "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was formless and empty, and darkness covered the deep waters. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the waters." Now, here we see in Psalm 33:6 that by the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. The Holy Spirit is that breath. The Holy Spirit is that wind. The Holy Spirit is that dove that was present at the beginning of creation. Now, when the scripture says that the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters, what the scripture is telling us is that the Holy Spirit was brooding or fluttering. That's what that word means, hovering. It means brooding or fluttering, like a bird would brood over its eggs to incubate them. So the Holy Spirit brooded over the spoken word of God to bring forth creation. The Holy Spirit was the breath at the beginning, and we see the Holy Spirit of God and the word of God coming together to create, to cause, to bring into existence. Like a dove, the Holy Spirit brooded, fluttered, hovered over the surface of the waters. The Holy Spirit moves upon God's voice, and he adds that power to it. The Holy Spirit is the power of God in action. He is the omnipotence of God. So we know the story. The Holy Spirit is there. He's present at the beginning of time. God creates all things. And then, of course, creation falls. Man falls into sin. Man becomes a fallen creation. And so, In order to begin again, God sends a global flood, a flood that overtook the entire earth. He sent that flood that he might begin creation anew. He sent that flood that he might begin a new season. He sent that flood that he might cleanse the earth of wickedness. Now again, we know that the Holy Spirit is symbolized by a dove in Scripture. And we know that the Holy Spirit fluttered at the beginning of time. He was present at the very moment that God began to create. The Holy Spirit was present at the beginning of time. And when God began to first create, we see the Holy Spirit hovering. Now this is amazing, because if you look in Genesis chapter 8, and you read verses 6 through 12, this is what the Scripture says. After another 40 days, Noah opened the window he had made in the boat and released a raven. The bird flew back and forth until the floodwaters on the earth had dried up. He also released a dove to see if the water had receded and it could find dry ground. But the dove could find no place to land because the water still covered the ground. So it returned to the boat, and Noah held out his hand and drew the dove back inside. After waiting another 7 days, Noah released the dove again. This time the dove returned to him in the evening with a fresh olive leaf in its beak. Then Noah knew that the floodwaters were almost gone. He waited another 7 days and then released the dove again. This time it did not come back. Now, God created all things at the beginning. The Holy Spirit was present, hovering over the commands of God. Creation falls, God has to begin again, or chooses to begin again. He sends a worldwide flood. That flood wipes out creation as it was. And God preserves a man by the name of Noah. Noah and his family were preserved in the ark. When the floodwaters began to die down, when the punishment and the judgment was coming to an end, God gave Noah the task of beginning creation anew. And just like we saw the Holy Spirit at the beginning of creation in Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, so again we see that dove present where God begins creation again. Noah releases the dove the first time. It comes back, no indication of dry land, nowhere for that dove to land, nowhere for that dove to mark as the place of new creation. Noah releases that dove a second time. It comes back with a branch. Noah releases that dove a third time, and it goes and it found a place where it would land. The dove went in search of where God would create again. Now here's what's interesting. You don't see that dove land. The Scripture never records that landing. You don't see the symbolism of a dove landing for the rest of the Old Testament. It's not until Matthew chapter 3 that we see the dove finally landing. The dove finally finding a place where God can begin again. After his baptism, as Jesus came up out of the water, the heavens were opened and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and settling on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my dearly loved Son who brings me great joy." The dove came in, hailing the dawn of a new creation, announcing where God would begin creation anew. He did not land in the Old Testament, but he came to land upon not a branch, but the vine. He came to find that place where God would begin anew, this time not a physical creation, but a spiritual one. This time the work of salvation, this time the work that came through Christ himself. The Holy Spirit will always be found where God is creating anew. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is the active force of creation. This means that wherever the Holy Spirit broods, wherever the Holy Spirit flutters, Wherever the Holy Spirit hovers, there is newness of life. Every promise that God has spoken over your life will come to pass. Every word that God has breathed will have the Spirit of God hovering over that word. The Holy Spirit broods over every promise of God. The Holy Spirit broods over every prayer you utter. The Holy Spirit broods over every declaration that God has made concerning you. But the Holy Spirit will only land on the Word. The Holy Spirit will only land where the Word is in action. So the Holy Spirit is the one who brings new beginnings. Now let me ask you, are you giving Him a place to land? Are you giving Him a place to brood? Are you giving Him a place to hover? Are you giving Him a place to empower that promise? You see, He lands on the Christ in you. The Holy Spirit wants to do something new. The Holy Spirit wants to do something fresh. The Holy Spirit wants to breathe on the promises of God and cause them to come into existence. The Holy Spirit wants to take you into that season that God has destined you for. The Holy Spirit wants to take you to greater depths in prayer. The Holy Spirit wants to take you to greater depths of the Word. The Holy Spirit wants to take you to greater levels of holiness, to bolder evangelism. The Holy Spirit wants to bring you into the new season, not just for you, but for those around you, that you might be pleasing to God. Are you giving Him somewhere to land? The Holy Spirit is searching. Where can I begin creation anew? I don't know about you, but I want to be one upon whom the Holy Spirit can land. I want to be that place where the Holy Spirit can settle. I want to be that place where that Holy Spirit power can begin to work in my life. I want to surrender all. I want to give Him everything I am, that He might mark me as a place where He can create again. And just as the Holy Spirit hovered in Genesis chapter 1 at the dawn of time, and just as the Holy Spirit hovered above the Lord Himself, so the Holy Spirit hovers over you, announcing a new beginning. If only you'd give Him a place to land, if only you'd surrender yourself, He would create anew.
Thank you for listening to the Encounter Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe. You can help keep the Encounter Podcast on the air by becoming a monthly supporter or making a one-time donation now. To give, just go to davidhernandezministries.com/donate. Until next time, remember, nothing is impossible with God.